When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I've worked with a couple of clients determined to patent their original concepts in order to protect their intellectual creativity and their product's potential for financial gain. I have myself found it necessary in this copy and paste and share world to brand or watermark just about everything to guarantee it remains to its rightful owner. On average, about 280,000 patents are issued annually. The process began in July 1790, when the U.S. Patent Office opened its doors. It's no surprise that the first two patents issued to Samuel Hopkins of Vermont had to do with baking and farming, when he licensed a new method of making pearl ash and potash. His patent was signed by George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Now, don't be embarrassed if his products don't ring a bell. You probably know them better by the services they render. Pearl ash was the first chemical leavening. In the 18th century, every Thomas, Benjamin, and Betsy would have been familiar with the habit of scooping the ashes from a fireplace and soaking them in water. The liquid byproduct would be full of lye, and lye was used to make three things: soap, gunpowder, or chemical leavener. If you don't know what leavener is, let me put it this way. It is the reason your cakes and cookies are light and fluffy. Today we add a baking soda or baking powder to produce tiny pockets of carbon dioxide that make our baked sweets texturally light and airy. Sometime in antiquity, an adventurous woman added potassium carbonate or pearl ash to her dough, and fortunately, it didn't taste like lead or soap. Now, farmers, you'll be well acquainted with the second concoction. Potash is the common term for the nutrient forms of the element potassium, better known as K to agriculturalists and horticulturalists who see it listed in the ingredients of their plant fertilizers. But why the name potash? Well, that was due to the early production technique where potassium was leached from wood and plant ashes, soaked in water, in a pot. Makes perfect sense. What Hopkins and his 18th century peers didn't know is that potash in soil is the seventh most common element in nature and is widely available in salt deposits. That would not be known for 150 years when oil drillers in the 1940s in Saskatchewan, Canada, unearthed one of the world's largest salt deposits. Today, potash is mined from deep in the earth, not milked from plants. And while Hopkins' patent is now obsolete, you can bet that thousands of patents for machines and methods to mine the essential element for crop production are filed in that U.S. Patent Office. And for good reason. In 2017, the estimated sales value of marketable potash was $400 million. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.